We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Moran after a summer vacation. We're up to Torah Lamed Zayin in Chelek Aleph. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 117, the left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page. Torah Lamed Zayin. Rabbeinu Zal bases this chapter on a pasuk in Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem ve'uzoi, seek out Hashem and his strength, bakshu fonov tomid, always or constantly seek the favor of Hashem. The face of Hashem means kaviyoch Hashem's kindness. Rabbeinu Zal begins by saying, ki ikar habriyo hi begin di ishtamoy doenle. The main reason for Hashem creating the world is that we should come to recognize Hashem, to recognize and respect Hashem. This is a very famous quote in the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says that the purpose of creation is begin the ishtamoido en lei, so that we should come to recognize Hashem. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, lichvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. Hashem says it's for the sake of my honor that I made the entire creation. Lichvoidi. And lichvoidi is this concept of begin the ishtamoidoinle, so that we should come to acknowledge and recognize and respect Hashem. Now Rabbeinu Zal starts explaining. V'guf v'nefesh heim bechinas odom ubehema, choymer v'tzura, chochma v'sichlus, bechinas oyer v'choyshech. Rabbeinu Zal is going to build two trees for us, two opposites. And he's going to give us down the row each one that matches the other one opposite it. You have guf, the body, versus the nefesh, the soul. You have odom, man, on the side of nefesh, on the side of ruchnius, versus behema, on the side of the guf, the body, which represents the gashmius, the behemius of the person. You have chomer. Chomer means matter that's not formed in any way whatsoever, like a blob.
What they call homogelum, you know. Yeah.
Goylum, something that's a goylum, raw material, whatever you want to refer to it as, versus tsura. Tsura means something that's formatted, it has a structure to it. And then you have oyer and choshech, light and darkness. And Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that all of these line up together. Odom and tsura and chochma and oyer are on one side of the fence, and nefesh, and opposite them you have guf, behema, chomer, and sichlus. Sichlus means foolishness. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, k'yisroin oyer min achoshech, as the difference between light and darkness, so too is the difference between chochma and sichlus, wisdom and lack of wisdom. So we see that chochma and sichlus are similar to oyer and choshech. U'kamay shom razal, and as the Gemara says, gedoylo deyo shenitno ben shtey oisiois, knowledge is so great that it's written between two names of Hashem, shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki kel deyois Hashem. We see the word das is written between two names of Hashem, Kael and Yudke Vovke. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk which says, Kael Hashem Vayoyer Lonu, that it mentions those same two names of Hashem, Kael and Yudke Vovke, referring to Oyer. Vayoyer Lonu, they give us light. So we see that das and Oyer are synonymous. Uksiv, there's another pasuk which says, Lo yodu v'lo yovinu, they don't know and they don't understand. B'chashecho yisalochu, they walk in darkness. So we see that darkness, choshech, is synonymous with lack of das. V'heim b'chinas chayim umisa. And this is the concept of life versus death. There are also these two opposites. Uchsiv and the... K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, ha-chochma techaye, there's a pasuk that says that chochma, the knowledge of a person, gives that person life. That's the life flow in the person. Uchsiv yamusu v'loy b'chokhma. And there's another pasuk that says, they will die from absence of wisdom. So we see that chokhma versus sichlus is compared to chayim and misa, life and death. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, b'machshakim hoishivani, I was placed in darkness, kemesei oilam, like the dead of the world. So we see that choshech and misa go together. V'heim b'chinas shikcha v'zikoroin. They also correspond to the ability to remember versus forgetting. The word shikcha is hachoshech, the letters darkness. Uchsiv, there's a pasuk that says, zochar chazdoi, that zikoroin is a concept of chesed. Chesed is always a concept of light, which means that shikcha, which is the opposite of zohar, opposite of remembering, must be a concept of din. Din means darkness. Din means death. All synonymous. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara says, ha-sheicheach dovor echot mi-mishnosoi, a person who forgets something from their learning, ki-ilu mischayev ben-afshoi. It's as if they deserve a death penalty. We see that shikcha, forgetting, is associated with death. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Rak hishomer lecha ushmoyer es nafshecha ma'oid pen tishkach. Guard your nefesh that you shouldn't forget. So note, we see that nefesh shouldn't forget. Nefesh is synonymous with zikoroin. All following this line. Veheim bechinas chochmois hatoira. And this nefesh, this chayim, this seichel, this oyer, is synonymous with the wisdom of Torah. Shechochmois chitzoinios heim choymer v'sichlus u'bechinas behema keneged chochmois ha-Torah. Because the other wisdoms, those wisdoms that are not part of the Torah, they represent this raw material, this choymer, this blob, or this sichlus, the absence of wisdom. They correspond to behema compared to, relative to, the wisdoms of the Torah. In other words, the wisdom of Torah represents a light, where when you compare other wisdoms to it, the other wisdoms in comparison represent darkness, death, gashmius, forgetting, etc., etc. So that in this paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal wants to build for us a model, in a sense, of everything that represents Kedusha and good, and the opposite of it, everything that represents the opposite of Kedusha in a sense, or the opposite of good. And the objective not being necessarily to destroy the opposite of Kedusha, but rather to be misaking it, to fix it. When you get a person who has a nefesh and a guf, and the person merges them together in such a way where the guf doesn't master the nefesh, but rather the nefesh masters the guf, then both of them become holy, both of them become special. And so too with Odom and Behema, the concept of a person having wisdom and absence of wisdom. There's a pasuk that says, Odom u'behema toshia Hashem, that who does Hashem help? Hashem helps an Odom, a person who has the knowledge and wisdom of an Odom, and knows when to turn it off. They know when to use it, and they know when to humble themselves like a behema. They know that when they daven to Hashem, they stand before Hashem not like a smarty pants, but they stand before Hashem with humbleness, with an attitude as if he was as dumb as a mule. The pasuk says, Toshia Hashem. That person receives a Yeshua from Hashem. So we see that in these cases, each item has a good in it, however they represent opposites. Misa, we know the Gemara says Misa is called Toiv Moed. In creation, when the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem Eskol Asher Oso V'hine Toiv Moed, it was very good. The Gemara says, Zum Malach HaMoves, that's the angel of death. The angel of death is called very good, because a person cannot get to Gan Eden, to Elam Haba, without death. Death has certain major benefits to it. So there is good in these items, But we have to know exactly where they line up.
Two questions. Guf and Nefesh is going in that sequence, you know, the lower first, because everything that Rabbi Nizal brings is the higher one first.
No. Guf and Nefesh, Chaymer and Tzura, he switched. Chaymer and Tzura corresponds to Guf and Nefesh. Chaymer is the lower one, Tzura is the higher one. It seems he's going back and forth a little bit. The question was that in some of the examples, the higher level item is listed first and then the lower level. But it switches. It goes back and forth a little bit.
Also, why does it say Gedolei Deishin to mention Oisia rather than Shemus?
The word Oisia in the Gemara over there is a way of saying names of Hashem. That's the wording in the Gemara. Both are true. The question is that we've mentioned in the past explanations that the purpose of creation, the reason why Hashem created this world, was that originally the neshamos, the souls, were in Gan Eden, and they were enjoying pleasure, but it wasn't a 100% pleasure, because it was a gift, it was freebie. And when a person gets something for free, they can't enjoy it anywhere near as much as when a person earns something. So we said that that's the reason why Hashem sent the neshamos out of Gan Eden into this world, which is a place where there's bechira, free choice, and a person has to work to earn their way into Gan Eden, and that makes the toiv much, much better. That's one reason that's given for why Hashem sent the neshamos out of Gan Eden into this world. That's a point of information. There's another point of information that the whole existence of this world is to give kavod to Hashem. They're not contradiction. The ability, to the degree that a person succeeds at giving kavod to Hashem, that's to the degree that they earn their Gan Eden. Now Rabbi Nizal says, so first he mentioned that there is A and B, life and death, light and darkness, etc., etc. Now what are we supposed to do with it? V'tzorech kol odom lehachnia hachomer. Dahainu bechinas miso, bechinas sichlus shel aguf shel arba yesoidos. Each and every person has to see to it to weaken the chomer, the chumrius, which means the gashmius of themselves. Hainu bechinas miso, which corresponds to the concept of death. Bechinas sichlus shel aguf shel arba yesoidos, which corresponds to the foolishness of the body, which stems from the four physical ingredients, basic physical ingredients that the body is made up of, fire, water, air, and dust. The foolishness that's found there, which means the taivos rois, the evil desires, a person has to see to it to be machnia them, to make them smaller. K'moy shekosuv b'zoyar, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Vayikach Hashem Elokim es Odom, Hashem took man. Where did he take him from? Me'on notale, from where did he take him? Me'arba yisoidin delay. Hashem took man from his four yisoidos, from his four basic ingredients. Meaning, da'afrish le mitaivo delahoin. The Zohar HaKodesh says, Hashem took man and he separated him from the weaknesses and the problems of the dalad yisoidos. The taivos rois, the evil desires that man has, stems from these four basic ingredients. Meaning, the fact that man is made up of fire is what allows a person to have kas, to have anger. Anger is a manifestation of this fire that's one of the yisoidos in a person. The fact that a person can become depressed, sad, is a manifestation of the ofor in the person. The posuk says, Vayikach Hashem Elokim es ha'odom, Hashem took man from his Arba Yisoidos and he separated him. Because again, Adam represented the Ruchnius here. We said that there was Adam versus Behema. The Dalet Yisoidos, from which the person are made up, in this case, represent the Behema, the animal part of the person. The Adam represents the Nefesh of the person, the spiritual part of the person. And Hashem separated the Nefesh from the Gashmis, from the Behema. V'zeh nase al yedei hatainis. If a person wants to be able to elevate their nefesh and to separate themselves from the weaknesses, the taivos rois of the dalad yisoidos, that can be accomplished through fasting. Shal yedei hatainis machlishin hoar ba yisoidos. Through fasting, a person weakens the negative effects of these dalad yisoidos. V'nizbatel hachomer, he weakens the chomrius, which means the gashmius, the weak part of the bad part of him. B'chinas chomer, sichlus, choshech, shikcha, behema. He weakens that whole left side, in a sense, the darkness, the foolishness, the forgetting, the animalism. V'nizgaber v'nizale, b'chinas hasechel, v'hatsuro, ho'oer, v'zikoroin, odom. And he raises up, he increases and improves his knowledge, his surah, his format, his light, his memory, the odom of him, the spiritual part of him. So Rabbi Nizal says here that when a person fasts, this is how a person gives strength to the good side and weakens the bad side, all of those things that we mention. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara says in Brachos, Agro de ta'aniso tzidkoso, that the reward, the benefit of fasting is tzedakah, charity. Rabbi Nizal explains, ki tzedakah remez la'oir, tzedakah represents light. K'moy shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'zorcho lochem yirei shemi shemesh tzedakah. Those that will fear me, Hashem says, the sun will shine for them in a charitable way. So we see that tzedakah is synonymous with shemesh, with oyer. So therefore, if we say that the agra, the tanesa, that the result of fasting is tzedakah, it means that the result of fasting is oyer. Fasting strengthens the oyer. It strengthens the oyer and weakens the choshech. It strengthens the nefesh and weakens the guf. It strengthens the zikoroim and weakens the shikha. Vehu ha-Torah, and this tzedakah, this oyer, is synonymous with Torah. K'may shekosu b'zoyer, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, there's a pasuk that says, Shimu elai abire lev. Hashem says, listen to me, you with stubborn hearts, horechoikim mitzedakah, who are far from charity. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this means, de'inun rechikin me'oiraisa. This is referring to those people who are far from Torah. The word tzedakah is synonymous with Torah. So therefore, if we say that the result of fasting is tzedakah, it means that the result of fasting is Torah, oyer, a hizgabrus of oyer. Vehu bechinas odom, and this strengthens the odom versus the behemah, as we learned earlier. Kamei shekosuv zois ha-Torah odom. The Torah is called odom. So if fasting strengthens the Torah, it means it strengthens the Adam, the Ruchnius, the Nefesh. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh oisiois Adam, and this whole thing is merumas, is hinted to in the word Adam. Mem stuma hubechinas tainis. The mem sofit at the end of the world, at the end of the word Adam, represents the concept of fasting. Shehu bechinas oilam haba de lespe achilo shtia. The mem sofit symbolizes olam haba. Mem represents bina ben arboim lebina, which is the eighth sphera, which represents the next world. The world that we live in, olam hazeh, is built on the number seven. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a shemitah, and so on and so forth. The seven spheros chesed through malchus. Whereas the next world begins from eight, which is bina, which is 40. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Ben Arboim Labina. So the Mem at the end of Adam represents the next world, which is the world where there's no eating and drinking, symbolizing fasting. V'dalid hu remez la'arba yisoidin shenishbolin al yedei atainis. The dalid of Odom represents the four basic ingredients in the person, which are humbled through fasting. They receive their tikkun through fasting. V'nis'ale ha'seichel horomuz ba'alef. And once that's accomplished, when the dalid yisoidis, when the gashmius is humbled, then the seichel is elevated. The seichel, which is represented by the letter aleph. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, va'alefcha chochma. I will teach you wisdom. So we see that aleph is synonymous with chochma. So that the word Odom is merames, the whole concept of fasting and what's accomplished by it. The mem represents Olam Haba, which is that place where there's no achilu shtia. As a result of that fasting, we're misakein the dalid yesoidos, and we humble the gashmius of the dalid yesoidos, and as a result of doing that, we cause the sechel to shine brightly. That's the aleph of Odom. And this fits beautifully with what we said earlier. Vayikach Hashem alikim es ha'odom. Hashem took Odom and separated him, the Zohar HaKadosh said, midalid yesoidin delay. Because when a person fasts, he's moving away from the gashmius, from the darkness, from the behema, from the behemius, and he's rising to this level of Odom, Nefesh, Oyer, Chaim, all of these higher places. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "V'zeh shekosu b'zoyar." This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Nase Odom, that when Hashem first wanted to create man, he said these words, Nase Odom, let us make man. Al yedei hatainis nishave b'chinas Odom. This teaches us that through fasting, a person creates this concept of Odom versus Behemo. Odom representing something ruchni, spiritual. How? Ksiv hocho nase. The Zohar HaKadosh says, when it came to creating man, the Torah uses the word nase, asiya. Uksiv hosom, and it says in another place in the Torah where it speaks about charity, ve'shem ho'ish asher osisi imoy. The name of the person with whom I did kindness is Boaz, such and such. So there, when it comes to tzedakah, it uses the word osisi also, nase, the concept of asiya. Ma hosom tzedakah afkan tzedakah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, just like over there it's talking about tzedakah, so too this act of Hashem creating man, the purpose was also tzedakah. So we see that man, Odom, is synonymous with tzedakah, and we said earlier that Odom, that tzedakah goes together with tainus, fasting. Because we said, agra de taneisa tzikosa, that the main reward on a fast day is the charity that a person gives. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that when a Jew fasts means that normally I would be eating so much and so much food and this day, and I would be drinking so much. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the real perfection of a fast day is not just where you don't eat and drink, but where you take what you would have eaten and drunk, and give it to a poor person, give it away to somebody else. That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara is saying, agra de taneisa tzidkoso, that the true schar and the true tachlis of a fast is tzedakah, charity. That not only am I taking away for myself, but I'm giving to someone else. So we see that tzedakah and tainus are synonymous. If tzedakah and tainus are synonymous, when it says nase odom, we said nase is an inyan of tzedakah, nase is an inyan of tainus. Through tainus, a person elevates the odom, their machnia, the behema, and they elevate their nase odom, they make the odom. Pirush, Rav Nosson Zal explains here, ki bezoyar mefoy roshom shayidei tzedakah hu bidiyuk nad odom. The Zohar HaKadosh explains over there that how does a person achieve the title and status of odom? Through tzedakah. Nase odom. To the degree that a person does tzedakah, that's the degree that the person is called odom. V'lomad shom mimikroze nase odom. And the Zohar HaKadosh learns it out from the pasuk nase odom. Ksiv hocho asiyo. The Torah uses the word nase over here. Uchsiv hosam. And it says in a different place, v'shem ho'isha asher asisi imoy linyan tzedakah, regarding tzedakah. So we see that tzedakah is what makes an odom. V'Rabbeinu Zal mevi raya mizeh linyan tainus. And Rabbeinu Zal applies this to another item that's also called tzedakah, which is fasting. Ki tzedakah v'tainus heim b'china achas. Because fasting and charity are one and the same. Ki agra detaneso tzidkoso. Because the Gemara says that the tachlis of fasting is tzedakah. The tachlis isn't just not to eat. The tachlis is to take what you would have eaten and give it to somebody else. V'alkein mavoyer mizeh. Therefore, we see explained from this, shal yidei hatainis shehu bechinas tzedakah nasin begeder odom shehu das amiti shel hatoira shehu bechinas or v'nefesh, etc., etc. We see from this that through fasting, which is synonymous with charity, a person achieves this title, this status of odom, which is synonymous with or, it's synonymous with toira, zois hatoira odom. It's synonymous with chayim and tzura and nefesh, all the things that we mentioned earlier. Ki hachnoas hachomer v'haguf b'chinas behema legabi nefesh shu b'chinas odom hu al yedei hatainis shu b'chinas tzedakah kanal. Because the ability of a person to weaken and humble their body, the animal inside of them, to the nefesh, to the neshama, to the soul inside of them, the odom in them, is accomplished through the act of fasting. That's how a person accomplishes this. It's important to note that this doesn't have to be a 24-hour fast. Rabbeinu Zal once commented that this, that the Jews have a custom during the month of Elul to stay a little bit later in shul. Those Jews who usually do not say Tehillim every day, there's a custom that during the month of Elul, it's brought in the Matei Ephraim and in others, that during the month of Elul, after Shacharis, a person should say 10 chapters of Tehillim. How much time does that take? 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Rabbeinu Zal said that that fasting for a 10, 15 minutes extra, that the person's waiting, they're delaying their breakfast, that also gives Hashem a very great nachas. In other words, everything's relative. To the degree that a person abstains, distances themselves from Gashmius, from especially eating and drinking, which is one of the most obvious forms of Gashmius, that's what strengthens the neshama, the seichel, the Torah, the odom inside that person. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Avol yesh shnei bechinois tzedakah. There are two types of tzedakah. Ki yesh tzedakah b'chutz l'aretz, v'yesh tzedakah b'eretz Yisrael. The Gemara discusses the concept of charity in chutz l'aretz, and charity in Eretz Yisrael, or for Eretz Yisrael. V'tzidkas Eretz Yisrael hi gedoyla ulemala mitzidkas chutz l'aretz. The charity that a person does for Eretz Yisrael is on a higher level than the tzedakah of chutz l'aretz. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tzedakah, that if a person is faced with a choice of giving tzedakah for a cause in chutz l'aretz or a cause in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be a higher level. V'chein yesh shnei b'chinois Torah. And so too, there are two types of study of Torah. Ki ein doime ha-Torah ha-yoytzeis mehevel sheyesh boichet, la ha-Torah ha-yoytzeis mehevel shein boichet. The Gemara says in Shabbos that there's no way you can compare the purity and the nachas that Hashem gets from the Torah that's being studied by children whose mouths are pure, they have no sin, they haven't committed any sins yet, to the study of Torah of people who have committed sins already, adults who have already committed sins. Ki ein hadin nimtak ve'ein ha'olam miskayim elo al hevel peh shel tinoikos. The Gemara says that the true sweetening of any harsh judgments, any time that Hashem has a harsh decree out against the world, or, if you want to know what really keeps the world alive, it's the hevel peh of the tinoikos. It's the young children's study of Torah. That's what really keeps the world going, and that's what sweetens any harsh din. Kama shekosu b'zoyar, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, hanitzonim niru ba'oretz, there's a pasuk that says that the flowers were seen blossoming above the earth. The Zohar HaKadosh says, ilein ovois ha'olam. These flowers symbolize Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are called Nitzonim. The Zohar HaKadosh says, why? Eis hazomir higia, because the time for cutting has arrived. The Zohar HaKadosh says, kad oso idan lekatzitzo chayovaya min alma, when the time has comes for Hashem to cut away the Rishoyim from the world, v'koil hator nishma. When is that? When the sound of the young ones is heard. Koil hator do kolo diyanuka deravyo deloi boy raisa. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the sound of the voices of the small children learning Torah. When they study Torah, that's what cuts away the Rishoyim, the dinim from the world, and that's what causes the zchus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov to blossom forth. We know that whenever there's a harsh decree against the Jews, what removes the harsh decree? The zchus of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. The Torah gives many zchur la Avraham li Yitzchok li Yaakov. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Zuchor Lavrom Yitzchok LeYaakov, the din was sweetened and removed by Eliyahu Navi. Also, when Hashem was angry at the Jews at that time, and when he wanted his korban, when he wanted Hashem to show a miracle that would make a kiddush Hashem, that would get the Jews to stop worshiping idols and believe in Hashem, again, when he said those magic words Zuchor Lavrom Yitzchok LeYaakov, that's what did the trick. Here, the Zohar HaKadosh says, what activates the zchus of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov? What brings about this hanitzonim niru ba'oretz? What causes it is this koil ha'toyer nishma. When the sound of the voices, toyer means like a bird, a pigeon. In the Beis Hamikdosh, on top of the oroin, there were pigeons like birds, the forms of birds with the faces of small children. That's what this concept of the toyer is being marames to, the koil ha'toyera of these small children specifically, the Zohar HaKadosh says. That's what activates the schus of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. K'moshe Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Toirei Zohov, referring to the Torah of gold, Uchsiv V'yosiso Shnayim Kruvim Zohov, that the Kruvim were also made of gold. This is referring to the Torah of the Kruvim, the Kravya, the small children. Al Yedei Kolo De'enuka Deravyo Nizgalu Ho'ovois Bo'olam Lohogen. The Zohar HaKadosh says that it's the sound of Torah, of the small children, that reveals the zchus of the Avos, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, and serves as a protection for Bnei Yisrael. Nimtzo, kisha'ato roitze sheyizgalu al yodcho ha'Avos bo'olam, kidei litchos hadin v'achoshech shikcho v'sichlus min olam. Therefore, if an adult or a person wants to activate the zchus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov in the world, in order to remove any din or choshech or shikcha or foolishness from the world, tzorech sheyilecho hevel she'en boichet. They have to emulate the children. What quality the children have? They have this breath that's pure from sin. They have no sins. The person has to also have this hevel peh she'en boichet. Vayidei tzedoko de'eretz Yisrael, Tich loyal atzmecho ba'aviro d'Eretz Yisrael. And by a person tzedoko te'Eretz Yisrael, the person becomes nichlal in the holy air of Eretz Yisrael, shehu bechinas hevel ha'kodoy shein boichet, which represents an air. The word hevel means breath, and it also could mean air. The air of Eretz Yisrael, the avir of Eretz Yisrael, represents something that's pure without sin. When a person is Oisek in stock of Eretz Yisrael, that person achieves this level of Hevel Peh Shein Boichet. And just like the children who have Hevel Peh Shein Boichet, they're the ones who are able to activate the schus of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov to eliminate any din or darkness from the world, so too a person who is Zoichet to the stock of Eretz Yisrael, which allows them to be Nichlal in the Avir HaKodesh of Eretz Yisrael, that person will also be able to activate the zchus avos and thereby eliminate and sweeten the din and remove the choshech and sichlus, etc.
Tzvi Cheshen said that hevel comes from the lev, from the heart. It's otiot alev.
Right.
So it comes at that's where the
it originates
from the heart.
Okay. Now, Rabbeinu. Right.
The outside,
No. This tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael could apply to people in Eretz Yisrael or people outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Shulchan Aruch, it discusses tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael on either from inside or outside.
Let's say the person is in Eretz Yisrael, could he draw on that?
Definitely. Ah. Here Rabbi Nizal is talking about specifically through tzedakah, because it's connected to what we said before. In other words, it's not just being in Eretz Yisrael that's alone that's enough. The tzedakah serves like a tainus. We said tzedakah and tainus are synonymous. Just like tainus is machnia, the choymer, sichlus, choyshech, so too tzedakah itself has this ability. Tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael is multiplied because it represents this hevel peh shein bo chet, which is a super strength in being machnia din, ra. Rav Nizal is putting together a package here, a strength that a person could use for being mamtik dinim, or for removing all of these things, negative things that we spoke about earlier. Now Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh pirush, with this we could understand the pasuk where it says, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'apes brisi Yitzchok, v'apes brisi Avraham eskor, v'ho'oretz eskor. What will make Hashem remember Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, the Oretz, Eretz Yisrael, that's what make Hashem remember all of those. Pirush, Emos Ayizgalon Ho'ovois Bo'ilom, this comes to teach us that what causes the Zchus of the Ovois to be revealed in the world, Kad Ho'oretz Ezkor, when a person remembers Eretz Yisrael, when they remember the land, Al Yedei Avira Eretz Yisrael, through the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, and it's through this breath, which has no sin in it, which represents the breath of these small children, because this is the bracha that the Torah gives to small children. When the Torah says, what's the bracha for the children? That through them will be proclaimed the name of Hashem and Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. They're the ones who have this bracha of being able to be megala the zchus of Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov. Shal yedei hatinoikos nizgalu ho'ovois lohogein. It's through these small children that the zchus of the ovois is revealed to protect. Al yedei tzedoko deretz Yisrael, yuchlulu ba'avira deretz Yisrael, and therefore, through the tzedoko of Eretz Yisrael, a person becomes part of the holy air of Eretz Yisrael, avira kodosh, when we talk about an avir kodosh, we're obviously talking about an avir that has no sin in it. One of the meforshim in the back brings a very interesting item. You'll observe that almost every case in the Torah where there was a major gzar din against the Jews, the tzaddikim used the zchus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to protect the Jews or to eliminate the din. With one exception, one super obvious exception, when the Meraglim, when the spies came back from Eretz Yisrael with a bad report, and Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to Hashem for forgiveness, that's the one place where he does not mention the zchus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why? Rav Nachman Shigrinzal brings proof from a medrash, I believe from a medrash, because they spoke against Eretz Yisrael, Avram Yitzchok Yaakov couldn't help them. Because Avram Yitzchok Yaakov represent Eretz Yisrael itself. These two are tied in together. Eretz Yisrael represents this Avir HaKodosh, which is synonymous with Zechus Ovois. That's why the Pasuk says, Hanitzonim Niru Bo'oretz, V'koil HaToyer Nishma Bi'artzenu. All this emphasis on Eretz Yisrael. That to the degree that a person believes in Eretz Yisrael and respects Eretz Yisrael, especially tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, to that degree that person is zoicha to be ma'orer the zchus avos. Those two go together. Which means hamtoka sadinim, which means all the benefits that come from the zchus avos. V'zeh shomru chazal, this is what the Gemara says in Tainis, hayoyshev betainis nikro chosid. That a person who fasts is called a chosid. They arouse chesed. Shenemar goymel nafshoy ish chosid. That a person who is goymel nafshoy, he does something good for his nefesh, for his soul, is called ish chosid. Ki hatainis hu gemilus chasodim lenafshoy. Because fasting is a favor to the nefesh, to the soul. It's not a favor to the body. The body suffers, sort of. But to the nefesh, it's a gemilas chesed. Hainu le Torah, which means it's a gemilas chesed to the Torah. Because nefesh and Torah are synonymous. K'mei shekosuv, Torah sashem temimo meshivas nefesh. The Torah supports the nefesh. It strengthens the nefesh. So if fasting strengthens the nefesh, automatically it strengthens the Torah. Glalkei nikro ish chosid. That's why the person is called an ish chosid, ki mevatel hadin v'achoshech, because that person has the ability to erase din, judgment, harshness, darkness, umamshich hasodim boilom. And that person is zoichet to be mamshich hasodim to the world, to be able to bring kindness to the world. And this is obviously one of the reasons why we find that tzaddikim used to fast. The purpose was because they knew that this gave them the ability to be mamtik dinim. This fasting meant being machnia the guf legabi anefesh, being machnia the choshech legabi ho'er, being machnia the din legabi achesed. All of these things line up properly. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to go into something very interesting and a little bit deep. V'zeh pirish, this is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shloisha azhorois shehizir Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera menetzivin. One of the rabbis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera, issued three decrees, three warnings in the city of Netzivin where he was. These were his three warnings. Number one, Hi zoharu bezokein sheshokach talmudoi machmason soy. Be careful as to how you treat an older person, a Talmud Chacham, who forgot his learning by accident, in other words, not intentionally, through some cause that wasn't his own doing, he forgot his learning, and you might think, therefore, you don't have to show him respect. Be careful to show him respect. That's the first azhora that Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera gave. Number two, v'hizaru bivaritin k'Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to shechting a bird, there are certain veins in the throat that are called vritin, certain small tubes which have blood in them also. And Rabbi Yehuda held that when you shecht it, when you shecht the bird, you must be particular to cut those vritin also to allow all the blood to flow out, the blood that represents the nefesh, ki adam wa nefesh, to allow it all to flow out properly. That's the second azhora he gave. And the third item, v'hizaru b'bnei amhoretz. Be careful as to how you treat children that come from parents that are amehoretz. The parents are not that learning. Shemehem teitzei soira. Because from those children will come forth great Torah. Ki elu hashloisha b'chinois hem kulam roimzim lehisalus hanefesh v'hasechel v'hatoira v'hazikoroim. These three items that Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesera stressed all represent a person elevating the nefesh, the seichel, the Torah, the zikoroim. All of those things we spoke about earlier that are elevated through tainus or through tzedakah teretz Yisrael or through the hevel pev tinokos shein by chet. We're going to see that these three items that we're mentioning here also have the ability to be mala, the nefesh, seichel, oyer, chayim, all of those things we mentioned before. Now Rabbi Nizal explains. Zokein ze sheshocha talmudoy machmason soy. This Talmud Chacham, or this elderly person, who forgot his learning due to no fault of his own, hu bechinas miso v'sichlus machmas shikho. He is in a state of death or foolishness because of his forgetting. The fact that he forgot, forgetting means losing seichel. Losing seichel means dying to a degree. Aval oines rachmona poitroi. But we have a rule in the Torah that when something happens due to no fault of the person himself, the Torah pardons him, the Torah forgives him. V'hizir Rabbi Yehuda lechabdoi. And Rabbi Yehuda warned them to be sure to give respect to such a person. Shal yidei hakovod yizbatel mimenu hashikcha. Because by showing respect, you will remove the, you'll cure the forgetfulness of that person. Vizgale hanefesh. And you'll bring forth that person's nefesh, their soul, hainu zikoroin haTorah, which means their ability to remember the Torah. Ki shoresh haTorah hi kovoid Hashem Yisborach. Because what's the origin of Torah? The source of the Torah is Hashem's honor, Hashem's kovoid. K'moy shekosuf lichvoidi berosev yitzatev avasisiv. The whole Bria, including the Torah itself, was all made for Hashem's Torah. U'kamay shomru chazal, and as the Gemara says, ein kovoid ela Torah, that kovoid is synonymous with Torah. Therefore, this person who forgot his Torah, he lost his Torah, which means he lost his sechel, he lost his life, he lost his light. In order to restore all of that, in order to restore his nefesh, his Torah, his sechel, his oyer, by giving him kovoid, kovoid is the origin of Torah, that allows you to be male, his nefesh, his oyer, his zikoroin, that makes a tikkun for all of these things. Item number one. So that in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal is giving us a whole bunch of examples of things which bring about a his'alus ha-nefesh, a tikkun for memory, to give a person life, to sweeten dinim, all of these things. Rabbein Zal gave us already a few etzos, a few items of advice as to how to do this. Next. V'zehu hizoharu bevoridin k'Rabbi Yehuda. This is why the next item he mentioned was to be careful when it comes to shechting a bird, to cut these voridin like Rabbi Yehuda held you're supposed to. Rabbein Zal says, ki hadam hu hanefesh shebo begilgul. The Torah tells us, ki hadam hu hanefesh, that blood is the life source of the person, the chayim, the nefesh. Proof is, we have this expression, he bled to death. That the flesh was there, the bones was there, everything was there. But if enough blood is removed from a person dies, because the dam represents the chiyus of the person, just as the nefesh, the soul, represents the chiyus of the person. Rabbein Zal says that the blood of a behemo or an oif, when we speak about the blood of a person or an animal or a bird, the blood represents the nefesh that comes begilgul. When we talk about animals and birds, especially kosher animals and birds, most of them have in them souls of people, neshamos that were nizgalgel, that are coming back down begilgul in the forms of birds and animals, which these birds and animals, if they are slaughtered properly, according to the Torah, and if they're eaten properly by Jews, this brings about a tikkun to those nefoshos. The Baal Shem Tov quotes a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Hoidu, in Tehillim, where it says, "Re'evim gam tzemeim," that we are hungry and thirsty, because nafshom bohem tisatov, because souls are cloaked in those items. What items? In food items, in meat and flesh and fruit are found nefoshos, which when a person becomes thirsty or hungry, and they eat it, bigdusha, they eat it properly according to all the laws of the Torah, they're able to elevate those nefoshos that are found in those items. So now Rabbein Zal says, the blood is the nefesh which comes begilgul. V'tzorech ha-shoichet lechavein lahalois ha-nefesh shebedam. And a shoichet who has the job of slaughtering animals according to the Torah, he must have in mind at the time that he's shechting the animal that he wants to be male, this nefesh that's found in the blood. Because the whole process of shechita, the way the Gemara describes it, why is a Jew required to slaughter an animal by cutting its throat? What's wrong with cutting its stomach open? The answer is because in the throat is found the dam ha-nefesh. The Gemara explains that there's different types of blood in the body. The blood that's found specifically in that throat area represents the blood that has the most life in it. And when that blood, when those simonim are cut, when that first burst of blood comes out in that kosher manner, that's the nefesh, the soul, which is found specifically in that place, comes out right away and has its tikkun. Just like when a person makes a bracha on food, you're supposed to not have a long hefsik in between the making of the bracha and the eating of the food. So too when it comes to killing an animal, if the act of killing this animal represents the tikkun for the nefesh in there, you want it to be, you want the ha'ola sanefesh to happen as quickly as possible after the bracha is made. The shoichit makes the bracha, baruch ato Hashem alekenem alech olam, asher kideshono b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu, al hashchita, zip. He cuts, and that first cut by the throat that causes that dam hanefesh to come out, that represents the hisalos hanefesh. If the shoichit said the bracha with the proper kavona, as we're going to see, Rabbein Azal is going to explain now in great length, then that nefesh that was found in there is able to rise up.
That's the blood comes right down from the brain immediately. Also, it's just the nefesh also.
Could be.
Pardon me? No, but when you cut the carotid arteries right away, immediately all the blood from the head comes out.
Okay, the head is the nefesh, the neshama shebamoichi. And also the throat is the meeting place between the head and the rest of the body. That's where it all comes together in a sense. Okay, now Rabbein Azal says, Gam ikar chisorin haparnoso shenismait b'doiroi salolu ein ze elo al yidei hasheichotim shein amulgonin. Rabbein Azal says you should know that the main reason for difficulties with parnosa in today's generations is because of the fact that the shoichatim, those that shecht animals, aren't worthy the way they're supposed to be. This is what the Gemara means when it says, im ein toira, ein kemach. That if there's no toira, there's no parnosa. Kemach over there means sustenance. Toira hi bechinas nefesh kanal. We saw earlier that Torah and Nefesh were synonymous. Zois Torah's Ha'odom. Remember we said? Zois Torah's Odom. So Rabbein Azal says, so the Nefesh was synonymous with Torah. Al yidei zeh ein kemach. When there's no Torah, which means there's no Nefesh, the Nefesh isn't being nistake in the way it's supposed to be, that causes a chisor and a lack of kemach, a lack of haparnosa nismayit. The parnosa becomes weakened. Ubishvil ze hachalif nikro macheles. This is the reason why the knife that the sheichet uses, which is called a chalif, is also called a ma'acheles in the Torah. That's another name for that knife that a sheichet uses. The word macheles means the knife, and the word leha'achil also means to give sustenance, to provide for. Rabbein Azal, Kemo Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Vayikach es ha'macheles lishchoit es benoi. Avram Avinu took a macheles to slaughter his son. Ki yesh shoychet hogun machil umefarnes liYisrael. Because a shoychet who's really religious and who does his shechita properly, he actually brings about parnosa for Klal Yisrael. Ki ha-shoichet hogun hu malbish es ha-nefesh shebechai b'medaber. Because a shoichet who shechts properly, he cloaks the nefesh that was originally found in this chai, in this behemoth, he cloaks it in medaber, in his dibur. When he makes the bracha, haynu b'dibur ha-bracha shumavorech. When he says the bracha, baruch atah asher kedeshono b'tzivonu al ha-shechita, with kavona, then what happens is the nefesh that's found in that animal is nislabesh in medaber. It's elevated from chai to medaber. Because it's as a result of this behemoth that he was saying these words that allowed him, the act of shechit of this behemoth permitted him to mention the name of Hashem. Zahadibur hu bechinas shechina. We know that dibur represents the shechina. Kama shekosuv, Malchus Peh. Malchus, which is synonymous with the Shechina, is represented by the mouth, Dibur. V'se pirush cherev l'Hashem meleo dam. The sword of Hashem is filled with blood. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Ashchino Nikras Cherev Lashem. Cherev Lashem is one of the nicknames of the Shechina. Ki Ashchino Vehu Bechinas Dibur. That's synonymous with Dibur, speech. Shehu Bechinas Cherev Pifios. Which is because we see that a sword is called Pifios, Loshin Peh, a double-edged sword. The word Peh is used together with Cherev. Because this sword that's used for Shechita, the most important part of its effectiveness is the Peh, the Dibur of the Shoichet. The Shoichet's making the Bracha, that's what determines whether that knife performs a major mitzvah, it elevates the Nefesh of the Behemoth, or it does nothing, or it does damage, Chas v'Shalom. Kamoy Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Roy Mamoyz Kel Begroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats, the Cherev Pifiyos Biyodom, and they have a double-edged sword in their hands. So we see that the Cherev, which represents the knife that's shechting, is dependent on the Roy Mamoyz Kel Begroinam. It's dependent on the Dibur, the Bracha that the Shoichet is going to make. The type of kavona that he's going to have is going to determine the effectiveness of that knife in shechting properly and the effectiveness of that ma'acheles in generating parnoso, in bringing about parnoso. Ukisha nefesh bo betoy cherev lashem. When the nefesh that was originally in this behema is slaughtered bigdusha, the shoichet makes his bracha with the right kavona and everything, and that nefesh receives its tikkun from this cherev lashem b'soich hadibur in dibur of kedusha bebechinas mayin nukvin in a form of holiness. Each mitzvah that we do generates mayin nukvin. Azai hashchino mizdaveges. This brings about a yichud kutche brichu shchinte, a heavenly zivug. Al yedei hamayin nukvin sheyeshlo. When the shchina has mayin nukvin that's generated from mitzvahs that we do, that prepares the Shechina for Zivuk with Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Chazi b'may bro ko'asino legaboch. The Shechina, whenever the Jews do mitzvahs, the Shechina takes those mitzvahs, and those mitzvahs are toildos. They're like children. And the Shechina says, look at these children that I'm bringing before you. Toildos sein shal tzadikim zvitzis maisim toivim. And that's the Maya Nukvin, which prepares the Shechina for Zivuk. We said Cherev Lashem represents the Shechina. Melei Odam minefoshos ha'olos bo bebechinas mayin nukvin. The nefoshos that receive an aliyah through this Cherev, when the slaughter is done bigdusha, they generate mayin nukvin. Vayidei hazivuk he mekabeles parnosa liYisrael. And we always said that in order to generate something, in order to create children, or in order to create parnosa, you need zivug. So here, what prepares the Shechina for zivug? Mayanukvin. What generates mayanukvin? Mitzvahs. Specifically, this mitzvah of shechita, when done properly, creates a ha'olas hanefesh, and that ha'olas hanefesh is synonymous with mayanukvin, which is the preparation of Shechina for zivug. We'll hold it over here. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain this further and give us a little bit more on this afterwards.